večno je spremstva. Ne mogu se sami doći.
For meeting to exchange our perspective on the obtaining situation in the Republic of Haiti.
Madam President, Your Excellencies, we need to face a difficult truth. Progress on gender equity has been uneven, and many of our hard-won gains are now at risk. Sexual and gender-based violence, economic inequality, a lack of sexual and reproductive rights, political underrepresentation, and the systemic Let us invest in women's leadership and ensure that every girl can live a life of opportunity. I know that women and girls in Afghanistan, Gaza, Ukraine, Sudan, Haiti, and beyond are counting on us. And let me just conclude. My husband is a proud feminist. I am a proud feminist. And I am battling this battle not to say that the men need less.
I thank Her Excellency, Madam President, and again also for
Madam President, Your Excellencies, we need to face a difficult truth. Progress on gender equity has been uneven, and many of our hard-won gains are now at risk. Sexual and gender-based violence, economic inequality, a lack of sexual and reproductive rights, political underrepresentation, and the systemic discrimination of women persist. Real change requires making gender equity a genuine priority, including in peace and security. If not now, when? At a time when the world is facing a record number of conflicts. Conflicts that claim a devastating number of civilian lives, as in Gaza, where two-thirds of the victims are women and children. Simply put, the inclusion of women is a guarantee for peace. It is also high time that the UN's leadership reflects the diversity of the people it serves. This calls for bold action from all of us to nominate, support, and elect women to the highest offices, both here at the UN and in our own countries as well. After 80 years, the United Nations must lead by example. We cannot afford to miss yet another chance to appoint the first woman Secretary General, nor we can afford to move forward into a future where still only 6% of General Assembly presidents are women. Let me be clear. The issue has never been about merit. There are plenty smart and capable women. What is lacking is the will to open doors. Dear all, let us invest in women's leadership and ensure that every girl can live a life of opportunity. I know that women and girls in Afghanistan, Gaza, Ukraine, Sudan, Haiti, and beyond are counting on us. And let me just conclude. My husband is a proud feminist. I am a proud feminist, and I am battling this battle not to say that the men need less. I'm not doing this for that. I just want the girls to have the same opportunities, and we need men to help us. And just to conclude with a couple of numbers, do you know how many presidents we have, female presidents we have in European Union? 2, in Malta and in Slovenia. Do you know how many presidents we have here in United Nations out of 193 members? 16. Those are the numbers. Thank you. And